This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. How you doing, Will?
Hi, Leanne. Great. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. After having made my announcement last week that I was leaving, I feel a little less anxious about it. But yeah, I know. But we still have a year together, and you're not going to be going anywhere. So
Sticking around.
You're going to stick around. So Puzzle will be a part of Sunday no matter what. All right. Well, as we do every week, you remind us of the challenge you gave out to our listeners last week.
Yes, it came from listener Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. I said, take the name of a nationality, write it in lowercase letters, remove the first letter, rotate one of the remaining letters 180 degrees, and the result will be the name of another nationality. What nationalities are these?
What are they?
Well, it's Spanish to Danish. Remove the S from Spanish, turn that P upside down, and you get Danish.
Very clever. I just want to point out that our on-air player last week, I think, had it by the end of the time we were taping. I thought that was pretty amazing. Well, we received more than 1,100 entries this week. Our winner is Ken Kane from Kearney, New Jersey. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you doing, Kearney?
I'm a database administrator for a large financial firm.
All right. Are you a puzzle person?
I am.
How long did it take you to solve this one?
Well, actually, I put it in my head. I did not get it right away. I put it in my head, and at some point during the week, it just came to me.
That always happens. The minute your brain goes away from it, the answers will come. It's so true. Well, are you ready to play today? We can't stop and come back an hour later, but are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Will, please meet Ken. Let's play.
All right, Ken, I'm going to give you clues for two words. Mm-hmm. Add an L at the end of the first word to get the second one.
Okay.
For example, if I said a fruit and a gem from an oyster, you would say pear and pearl.
Okay.
All right. Number one is arrived, and your second clue is a desert animal.
Came and camel.
That's right. Number two is comfort and a support for a painting.
Ease and easel.
Good. Some air pollution and eye color. Color for an eye.
Air pollution.
Certain air pollution.
Haze and hazel.
Good. Part of a church, and part of a stomach.
Okay.
Four-letter word.
Yes, and think where the congregation sits.
Pews.
And what's that big area that the pews are in?
Need another hint.
I do too, and this is terrible that I can't think of the name.
All right, I'm just going to tell you it's the nave.
Oh, the nave.
And part of the stomach is the navel.
Navel.
All right, here's your next one. Front of a ship and walk like a cat.
The front of a ship?
Huh.
Yeah, the first is front of a ship. What do they call that?
Bowl?
No.
There's another term.
It's the prow.
The prow.
To prowl is
like a cat. Good. How about covered with ivy and old records, like 45s and such?
Okay. Covered with ivy.
And what would old records like 45s and LPs, what do you call those?
Oh, vinyl.
Disc.
Yeah.
Vinyl, okay.
Oh, so it's vine and vinyl?
Viney. Covered with ivy is viney. Good,
okay.
Good. Okay. Now we're starting longer words. Try this one. Stick'em is your first word, and your second clue is a soft color, a soft shade.
And stick'em, that would be?
Yeah. Yeah, five-letter word for stick'em.
Paste and pastel?
Yeah.
That's it. To push roughly, and a garden tool.
Shove and shovel, of course.
There you go. Telegraph inventor. And a scrumptious bit of food.
Horse and morsel.
That was fast. How about to take a car out on the road and worthless talk?
Drive and drivel.
Right? Small group of trees and to act obsequiously.
Small group of trees.
I want to say cops, but that's not right. Uh-huh. Small group of trees.
Like in an...
Grovel.
Good.
Very nice.
All right, now we're to go up one more letter. How about square to land on in Monopoly and part of a church containing the altar and choir? So square to land on in Monopoly. And if you do this, you will draw a card. Chance and chancel. Yeah, the chancel is where the altar and choir are.
I just made up for not knowing the other one.
The knave.
The
right?
Knave.
Here's your last one. Actress Mason. And your second clue is lawman in the Wild West.
Marcia and Marshall.
Of course. Ken, you were terrific. You were terrific.
Thank you for your help.
Oh, and thank you for yours. And to tell you what you'll receive for playing our puzzle today, he's a just wonderful musician. You may have heard talking to Scott Simon on yesterday's Weekend Edition. He's got a new CD of my favorite pieces of music, the Bach Cello Suites. Here's Zul Bailey.
For playing our puzzles today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pen, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Oh, I love it. Ken, all I'm thinking is Ken Kane from Carney playing Ken Ken.
That's fun too, right?
Yeah, really. I'm having a ball with your name. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
WNYC in New York.
All right. That's Ken Kane from Kearney, New Jersey. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Will, a challenge for everyone for next week, please.
Yes, it comes from listener Al Gorey. And you know spoonerisms, where you interchange the initial consonant sounds of two words to get two new words. For example, if you spoonerize right lane, you get light rain. Well, I'd like you to take a familiar two-word phrase. It's an instruction seen on many containers. Spoonerize it, and you'll name two things seen at the beach. What are they? So again, a familiar two-word phrase that's an instruction seen on many containers. Spoonerize it, and you'll name two things seen at the beach. What's the phrase, and what are the things?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks a lot, as always.
Thanks, Leanne.